What is good? Welcome back to episode. I do not even know what episode we're on of this. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I never count the episodes. I just be recording and y'all be watching it or listening to it. I don't know how y'all do it, but I be seeing viewership. I be like, oh, thanks for watching. But yeah, welcome back. How y'all doing? I hope y'all not out there hoeing. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of diseases going on around here. And if you are protecting yourself, make sure you're not using condoms. Make sure you're also protecting yourself with COVID masks. Because just because you're protected and strapped up don't mean you can't catch COVID. Birth control does not protect you from this pandemic. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Make sure that her hands are clean. Make sure that his hands are clean. A lot of y'all be messing with dirty people. That's all I'm saying. You know, put that out there. Make sure that they are clean. Yeah, you know, hope everybody is safe out here. I don't know where, if you know, on the East Coast, there's a lot of rain. It was snowing last week. Now it's raining this week. It looks like an episode of Twilight out here in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? This global warming is not playing any games. It's even doing, they're even getting done dirty in Texas. Pray for them. Hope they're good, because, man, it's crazy out here, bro. It's snowing, and then it's raining, then it's hot a couple days ago, and then it's going to snow again. I'm tired of inconsistent weather, bro. I want it consistent for, like, a little bit. That's all I ask. I just ask that it become consistent a little bit. Shout out to all my aunties. I ain't forgetting about y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my aunties. Lisa Bonet. Shout out to her. All my aunties, you know what I'm saying, 45 and above, you know what I'm saying, shout out to y'all for looking great. All right, real talk, and tell me if I'm just capping, but I feel like as a black woman, I feel like if a black woman is 40 and is still fine, she's forever fine. Tell me if I'm lying. Y'all can tell me if I'm lying. I know I'm not, but y'all can tell me if I am. I feel like once a black woman, once y'all hit 44, 45, 40, 40 to 45, like if you're fine at 45, you're going to be fine till like 60. Angela Bassett is like 60, and she still is just, she might even be past 60, bro. I don't even know. But she, Angela Bassett, just, catch that bass. Okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm just saying. So I feel like, yo, that's just like, your skin just be, you just be floating at that point. If you 45 and still fine, but good for you. God has blessed you. Black doesn't crack. I mean, all right, sometimes black be cracking. Sometimes black definitely be cracking. I'm not talking about just Ash. Like, some of y'all, listen, some of y'all be my, like, I know a couple of girls my age that are beat, 24, 25. Like, black cracks sometimes. Like, it's cool when people be like, black don't crack. Black definitely hits a point when it could crack, for sure. And I'm not just talking about lips cracking. I mean, you just look old. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you just look really old. Before my beard didn't connect and I cut it, I still had the beard and I was still looking pretty young. Thanks be on to God for looking youthful, but I feel like life hits people or they just get super stressed out and they start balding at like 20. And then next thing you know, you're a grandpa by 22, 23. It's like, damn, bro, he did not age well. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, genetics is genetics, you know? I wish sometimes I was taller. You know, I'm short. I was never insecure about my height, but it's like, dang, bro, like, I looked in the mirror, and I'm like, yo, if I was just, like, 2 inches tall, I think I'm 5'10", I'm 5'10". If I was just 2 inches taller, bro, if I was just 6 foot, I could, like, actually, I could dunk, but, like, I don't really play basketball. Like, my biggest dream is to go to the NBA, but, listen, man, I didn't really, hoop dreams, but other than that, you know what I'm saying, I just never saw the benefit of wanting to be taller, because I never did things that required me to be taller, like, I grew up, I played basketball for a little bit, then I danced, so the camera's focused. I didn't even, it's on autofocus? Dang. So I always did, so I always did things that, height was never an issue for me at all. Yeah, never ever an issue. Yeah, man, I always just liked my height for the most part. I didn't really have a growth spurt until after I graduated high school, I think I was like 5'6", 5'5", for most of high school, and then I got boom, boom, a little bit taller, but yeah, never insecure about my height, though. You feel me? Speak your truth. Never insecure about that. I'm trying to think. I think that, that's a good leeway. I think, though, it's very, very, very important to get over your insecurities, though. You know what I'm saying? There's no need to be insecure. I was going to lead into that. I want to talk about insecurities today. I never listen, man, because I was having a conversation with somebody today. I was just like talking about like height and just acne and your feet looking like a dolphin's, all this type of stuff. And I'm just thinking like I never really was super insecure. I think me and my family are very, very comedic. So nobody really is too much worried about looks from a standpoint. I feel like if I was didn't look, I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm the hottest dude in the room. I'm just saying though, I'm confident enough to be like, okay, I'm not ugly. But I'm just saying, you know, listen, man, like, yo, insecurities can really keep you down. You may think your forehead too big. You may think your toes are too long. You may think your teeth are crusty. But if you're not, actually, okay, if your teeth are crusty, you can handle that. You can get that fixed. You can get implants. You get them pulled out. You get some fillings. You know what I'm saying? But I think that is, I think it's, you definitely should be 100% and body positive and be 100% confident in who you are as a human. I feel like one of the best ways to do that is to just tell yourself, yo, I am a great-looking human being. I am sexy. I am fine. Like, that is number one. Tell yourself how great you look in the mirror. Like, look at something. Get dressed up and, you know what I'm saying, go in the mirror and be like, oh, okay. Okay, I did that. Even if you didn't do it and the outfit is ugly, because sometimes y'all be walking outside thinking y'all did that. Sometimes y'all be walking outside thinking y'all did that and y'all did not do that. Stop doing that. You should be very secure and you should have 100%, you should be very, very secure with who you are. And you should definitely have your confidence up. We're here to boost confidence on this podcast. But if you did not do that, you did not do that. That leopard print does not look good with the mint green shoes. Take that off. Sometimes stop hyping your people up. If the outfit is trash, the outfit is trash. We got to stop being in church. Oh, he did that. You did that. You did them Chelsea boots with that tank top. No, he did not. He did not do that. Take that outfit off, all right? But nah, wear whatever you want to wear, though. You know what I'm saying? We positive over here. Wear whatever you want to wear. If you think that tank top is going to grow with them cowboy boots, by all means, wear it with the shorts. Do your thing, bro. I'm not even going to be mad at you. If you think that neon green bodysuit is doing it for you, do your thing. We support every single fit over here on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Even if I think it's trash, if it's not trash to you, it's not trash to you. Do your thing. People, stop knocking people's confidence, you know what I'm saying? I feel like being part of insecurities is like you listen to what other people say, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't, like, insecure, I feel like a lot of insecurity comes from other people telling you, yeah, you shouldn't do that, or you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't wear that, or you shouldn't look like this, your hair look better like this, blah, blah, blah. There's a difference between recommendations and just bashing what people have going on. Like, if they want to grow dreadlocks, let them grow dreadlocks. If they want to braid their hair that way, let them braid their hair that way. If they want to wear makeup, let them wear makeup. I feel like people spend too much time worried about how and what other people are doing. If I'm sitting in with the room full of people for an hour, we're having an outing, and you were just sitting there talking about other people, I cannot be around you. That is the wackest thing. Why are we going to sit here for 60 minutes talking about somebody else? That is a waste of time. I've never been like that. I can't do it. We're just spending all you're gonna spend an hour talking about the whole job, everybody, every single person at the job. What do they do to you? Why are we talking about every single person here? I feel like that's a very whack and insecure thing to do. It's like, I need to feel better about myself, so I'm gonna talk about everybody else. Why? I don't like the way that she opens the Pringles. What? I don't like the way that he prints those papers. Ugh. What? Why? Let's get to the root of your issue. Let's get to the root of why you're so insecure that you need to just sit here with me and talk about other people. Like, let's talk about business. Talk about money. Talk about stocks. How's your TikTok going? Are YouTube views good? Why are you sitting here talking to me about Georgina? I don't care about her. She's not paying my bills, bro. Stop talking about other people if they're not, like, it's actually kind of gratifying if you can talk about somebody for an hour that's not even paying a bill or a lick of what you're doing. That is so whack to me, bro. Like, leave that person alone. And even if they are pissing you off, you're still giving them the energy by talking about them for an hour. You, two episodes of Martin. I could be watching two episodes of Martin, and I'm listening to you talk about somebody else. Who cares? Get your confidence up and get your weight up and stop worrying about the people. Yeah, I'm going to cut this one short because, man, I could keep going, but I'm hungry. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I'm really hungry. We're going to try to get more guests on here. I'm going to get more guests, but COVID. But I'm going to definitely get more guests. Even got to do, like, video calls because I definitely talk to some dope, interesting people. So, yeah, we're going to get some people on here. All right. It's been your boy. Jones are great. This sweater hard. I didn't even hold up. This sweater. I'm giving out too much sauce on camera. I'm going to start dressing like a bum. But nah, before I close out, please stop being insecure. Get out. Get active. Get some sunlight. Your skin might be a little ashy. You may just need some cocoa butter. That might be another thing, bro. Just lotion your skin. You're probably uncomfortable in your skin because you're not putting lotion on it. But anyway, I'll see you guys later. Peace.